Okay. Now I feel clued in.
Yes. If you download the Big Fatty app on your iPhone, or I think there might be an iPad version. I'm not sure. The ultra absorbent iPad.
He has an iPad app?
It may be iPad too. I know yeah. that.
What are you waiting on? Where's your app?
That would take a lot.
Don't you have a husband in the IT world?
Yeah, but he doesn't do the app stuff. I can't remember who did. Was it something in the UK? Okay, what was his name? The guy in the UK did the programming for Big Fatty's iPod application, and it's really great. There's a soundboard on there and all that kind of good stuff, and it makes Big Fatty's noises.
I love it.
It's so fantastic.
I will have to have it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Okay. Now I feel clued in.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 908 of the BFO for Monday, the 25th of July, 2011, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show, y'all. We're going to be throwing rice. Big Fatty, what the hell are you talking about, throwing rice? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I tell you whose Monday is going well, y'all. It's that Patrick Plane up there in New York. New York, y'all. It's so nice they named it twice because, y'all, on Sunday, he and his partner, whose name I do not know. No! Mrs. Plane. Y'all, they won a lottery, and y'all, they were one of the first couples to get married in New York. Y'all, I think it's just lovely. And y'all, they were gonna stay at the Plaza. Y'all, they were gonna get the Plaza Suite. I hope those crazy people from the Plaza Suite that Neil Simon wrote about, I hope they don't end up showing up and trying to muscle their way in into that evening of inappropriate touching. Because y'all, you know if it's a wedding night for you, for those two, y'all, that is a little hamburger helper. But y'all, you know if it is a wedding night for those two, there'll be some Bobo honking Big Daddy. Dear Gussie, y'all, I am recording this very, very late on Sunday evening, y'all. Y'all, the Big Brother app is on, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm about had it with the Big Brother. Y'all, it may be the most boring season so far. Y'all, it is just, it's so predictable. It is very predictable, and it's just, it's nothing but a house full of crybabies is all it is, y'all. And I couldn't stand the last year. I'm not going in the fat cave. Because, y'all, I'm mad as hell. I'm mad as a snake. I'm blowing it out. Damn, Gussie, Big Freddy, please don't blow it out. But, y'all, that damn Rachel, I can't stand y'all, she could die in the house and I would throw rice. Y'all, I would be happy. I would be the happiest day of my life. It would be the happiest day of my life. Y'all, I can't stand her. I just can't stand her. She is nothing but a bully. She is just a bully. Y'all, I've got to adjust the microhoise. But anyway, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and do the bacon calendar for today. Move over, eggs. Bacon just got a new best friend. Fudge. And y'all, you know who said that? Homer. Homer from The Simpsons, and y'all, for today, that was for the weekend, y'all, for today, during the Civil War, Union soldiers ate a mixture called Skilligalli. Skilligalli, Big Fatty, Skilligalli. And y'all, that was salt pork with hard track, which are crackers crumbled together. Y'all, I've never heard of Skilligalli. Big Patty. Too bad it didn't have rice in it, then it'd be shishameat. Ah! Big Patty. Y'all, it was quite the weekend. Actually, it wasn't quite the weekend. Didn't do a damn thing. I think I mentioned on the Friday show that y'all, I didn't have anything planned, and y'all, that's exactly what I did. Didn't have a gentleman caller over here. Y'all, I know it's probably breaking news that I did not have a gentleman caller on Friday evening or all day Saturday. However, my old most regular gentleman caller came through and made me pretty happy on Sunday afternoon. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. So, anyway, at least Sunday, Patrick and Big Patty had something in common. Big Patty, please, we do not need to hear of your sex capades. No. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that gay country boy, Wes, and y'all, that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No, it's spelled W-E-S. Y'all, his co-host, George, and y'all, they were talking about the BFO app, and y'all, since they were talking about it, y'all, I think we need to do this. Yes, Big Freddy.
This just into the BFO coupon desk. The BFO app for Android, Hemorrhoid, iPhone, and iPad is now free!
Big Freddy, that's lovely! That is just lovely! Y'all, I've been talking with Stephen the Uck, and y'all, quite frankly, any money that we're getting right now, we're not gonna have enough for the Apple Snack people to send it to us. So y'all, rather than give it to that Steve Jobs, y'all, we just decided to make the damn thing free. And y'all, the only reason we charged in the first place was because y'all, we would it, all the money that came in. Was going to Pride 48. Yo, I think we've ridden that horse, and I think everybody that participated in all that, y'all, you just know that your money did not go into Big Freddy's gullet or his pocket. Y'all, I didn't buy any skilly galley with it or anything like that. And Stephen the Uck, y'all, he did, it was a labor of love for him. And y'all, we thought that, you know, if there's anybody out there who doesn't have the BFO app, or perhaps you've gotten a new, absorbent iPad. And, yes, George, it is available on the absorbent iPad. Y'all, you can go ahead and download it. And it may take a day or so before it switches from $1.99 to free. So, y'all, if you see it over there and it's not free, don't get it. No! Don't do it, Big Freddy. Tell them not to do it. Y'all, and then you can download it, and y'all you can get ready for the big BFO update. Y'all, it is going to be unbelievable. It is just going to be unbelievable, the next update, the big update that we have coming up. And y'all, it's going to be coming up here probably within the next 6 weeks or so. Y'all, we're trying to time it along with Pride 48, y'all, it all depends on how long it takes that damn Steve Jobs to approve everything. So y'all, you know, you never know how these things are gonna eventually work themselves out. But y'all, it is it's gonna be absolutely free, and y'all, I can tell you, we're gonna have a few new additions to the soundboard. Yes, Big Freddy, you don't tell all the secrets. And y'all, I'm sure Stephen the Uck's got a few surprises up his sleeve. And anyway, but y'all, it's just gonna be, it's lovely. It's just gonna be lovely. So anyway, y'all, I didn't finish telling you about the weekend. For y'all, didn't Friday night, didn't do a damn thing. I just sat around the old hacienda here, y'all. I was talking to Dr. Stone out there in San Diego. Y'all, he was out there at that Comic-Con, but he didn't go. But y'all, you know who was out there? That Alden, the laconic Boy Scout. Y'all, he was out there eating. And y'all, that's one of Dr. Stone's favorite things. I don't know if they were able to get together or not. But y'all... Anyway, the Stompersons, Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, Dr. Stone was asking me. He said it sounded like the Stompersons were rehearsing the Mexican hat dance. And he says, is there a song that he could play loud that would allow him to beat the living hell out of the Stompersons? And I says, yes, yes, Big Fatty, spit it out, the Pinata Polka. Big Fatty, you went through all that for Pinata Polka. Dear Gussie. But so I didn't do a damn thing Friday night, and then y'all, I woke up. You know, when you get y'all, this is a ravages of age. When you get old, your ass just wakes up. Y'all, by the way, I have been extremely gassy all day Sunday, and it has gagged me. I've gagged myself on it. But y'all, when you get the ravages of age, y'all, you wake up at your regular time, y'all. So 6:15 a.m. in the morning, I was wide awake on Saturday morning, y'all. When that happens, I'll either try to roll over or I'll fire up the grinder and see what's going on, or I'll do the crank, and you know, do the little quiz program, the daily quiz program over there on the crank, and. So I did that, and y'all, then I rolled my fat ass right back over and went back to sleep, and y'all got up a little bit later on, and y'all, I had some delicious French toast. Big Fatty made French toast and Bafrin, and y'all, I know you're probably going to need to sit down. You're probably going to need to sit down, y'all. It is a sign of the times. Y'all, I finished up the pound of bacon, and I went to get another pound out of the freezer. Y'all, I am totally out of bacon. I am totally out of bacon in the fat cave. I couldn't believe it. And so, y'all, but y'all, I did have some country ham. And that is not spelled C-U-N-T, and it is also not spelled W-E-S. But anyway, so I did that, and then y'all, I piddled around the fat cave. Y'all, I've needed to work on the website for the big horror contest that Big Fatty helps put on and is the director of. Y'all, I do the website for that group also. And y'all, I know you're saying, Big Fatty, I thought you did not know how to use the computers. Well, y'all, once again, it is the same concept as the podcast. Y'all, I don't know how to do it, but if I do it one time, if somebody shows me how to do it right the first time, then, y'all, there was a garden salad in there also. Anyway, if they show me how to do it right the first time, I can repeat it. So, sort of like my supper's repeating on me. But anyway, so y'all, I was working on that because y'all, I had fucked it up. I had fucked it up months ago, and I forgot to fix it. So it was going to take a major overhaul. And so y'all, I decided that this weekend was going to be the weekend to do it. And so I did it. And y'all, I've just finished it up. That's one of the reasons I'm very late in recording this little show. But anyway, and so y'all, I worked on that a lot during the day, and like I said, there were no gentleman callers on Saturday. Y'all, I did ask that Patrick Plain if on Saturday if he was running around the house singing "I'm Getting Married in the Morning." He says no, but I am now. So y'all, I can only imagine what that house sounded like. Is it probably not the Stompersons, but the Singersons? Big Fatty, please, you are just retarded. Move forward. y'all, I don't know what's wrong with me, but anyway. And so then y'all hadn't even washed my underpants yet this weekend, and y'all, I'm just gonna leave them there, because y'all, you know, I went out and bought some new underpants, so y'all, I think I've got 2 weeks worth. But anyway, and if I don't, then you know, I don't know. We'll just see. We'll either have on dirty underpants or no underpants. Baby, please, we're having Cheerios. anyway, and then y'all, I had the urge on Saturday evening for one of those Mexican gyro sandwiches that the Greeks do with the tzatziki sauce and everything. And so, y'all, I went and I got one of those to go and got me a salad with the feta cheese. And, y'all, that may be what's made me extremely gassy on Sunday. I don't know. But anyway, did that. And then, y'all, I went out and then saw Granny and Miss Water out of the... And y'all, then two of my other friends, we'll call them Larry and Larry, because y'all, they have the same name. It's Larry and Larry. Y'all, they showed up out of the blue. Y'all, they're living out in the country, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. And it is also not spelled W-E-S. But, buddy, please, you've driven that one into the ground already. Move forward. They were out, so I chitter-chatted with them for a long time, and y'all, then the drag shows started, and y'all, it was like the cloak of coma. Y'all, I heard the overture music, and I just said, Big Fatty, you're gonna go to sleep. Get out of here. Get out of here, Big Fatty. Just get out of here. And so, y'all, I said farewell to everyone. And then, y'all, let's see, what else did I do? And y'all, I don't know. I think that may have been about it. But anyway, y'all, I have received an e-letter. And y'all, I'm going to have to tell you about Sunday on tomorrow's little show. But y'all, there's big news with Pride 48. Y'all, we have had an attendee. And I will not mention his or her name because they would like to go by Amnomnus. So y'all, Amnomnus has decided, well, I tell you what, y'all, I am going to use this as a teaser. But Amnomnus is going to do something lovely. Lovely for all the folks that are attending the Pride 48 out there in the Las Vegas. And y'all, we'll just hold off for tomorrow. But y'all, let me just say that Amnomnus is gonna be very generous. And y'all, they are not looking, y'all, this is the perfect example of philanthropy. And y'all, I'm gonna finish up the last of today's little show telling you about philanthropy. Y'all, if you give so that you get recognition, or that you give so that you get something in return, that is not philanthropy. Okay, that's buying recognition, or that's buying, or that's giving money. Y'all, that's buying something. Philanthropy is giving and expecting nothing in return. Nothing in return. You know, sometimes people give and don't care if their names are associated with their gift. And y'all, then the ultimate expression of philanthropy is when it is an anonymous philanthropy. Oh, dear gussie, an anonymous philanthropist. Y'all, and we've talked about this before, about doing a nice, you know, a random act of kindness, you know, where you don't expect anything in return. Y'all, we hadn't had one of those days. Y'all, let's go out and just this Monday, in honor of Patrick and his new betrothed, y'all, let's all go out and do a random act of kindness. And y'all, I feel in my heart that Patrick would think that would be the most lovely wedding present that he could possibly receive, is somebody just doing something because Big Freddy says do it because Patrick got married, and y'all, he's got rice all in his hand. Is that clear now?
Okay. Now I feel clued in.
Oh, well, now you're clued in. Now get a vacuum cleaner.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.